all I can say, he's pretty serious about that song, wasn't he? You know what? That's the kind of attitude you need. That is the attitude you need for today. I've decided to follow Jesus. And once you've made that decision, there is no turning back. Turning back is not an option. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care how long it's bad. It doesn't matter. Amen. Giving our honor and glory to our Heavenly Father, to Jesus Christ, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Acknowledging our pastor and to this fine congregation that's sitting here and those on the line. To God be the glory. Thank you, Deacon Smith, for that song. I have decided. Quite frankly, that is the attitude you need when you think about the potential of growing fear in the world today. Every day it seems like it gets just a little bit worse. Even the unknowns become frightening sometimes when you just don't know how things are going to turn out. The stresses of life come along and try to steal our peace, Sister Diane, and we just say, we wrestle with that thing from time to time. Mother Doja, we just wrestle sometime, and we just get to a place, it's tough, if we be honest about it. It's tough. And if that isn't enough, then we have lies coming at us and rumors of lies that we don't know what to believe or even who to believe these days. It gets difficult. But I want to let you know that I believe God wants you to know for sure who you can trust and what you can trust. So that when you sing that song that Deacon Smith just sang, I've decided to follow Jesus, it has real meaning. It's not just words on a page. It's not just songs that you sing, but that's really express how you feel deep down within. My mind is made up. On this day, we celebrate the homecoming service. Whether you are a faithful church attendee or you just drop by every now and then, I believe this message is for all of us, regardless of where you may be and your level of commitment. I believe that God has a word for us today. Amen. Related to today's times and all the crazy stuff we are faced with today. I believe God wants to reinforce within us who and what you can trust, all by the word of God. And I'm going to share with you a simple prayer that you might have learned when you was a child. But first, I want you to consider a couple passages from Psalm 3 and then one from Psalm 4. Turn with me, first of all, to Psalm 3, verse 5. Psalm 3, verse 5. Psalm 3, verse 5. Deacon Smith is already laughing because he knows where I'm going. He peeked ahead and saw the program. Psalm 3, 5. In the King James Version, you'll find these words written. The psalmist writes, I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. And now I want you to look ahead to Psalm 4, verse 8. Psalm 4, verse 8. You'll find similar words written by the psalmist. And there he penned these words, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. My beloved, it's from those two passages I want to draw on the subject, now I lay me down. Now I lay me down. My beloved, let us pray. Precious God Almighty, we are so grateful to be able to assemble one more time.
Yes.
For you could have called us home long before now, but here we are tearing just a little bit longer to work your purpose and to know your purpose for our lives. Oh God, use this minister to speak to the waiting people that we all may hear from God. For Lord, we need a word from the Lord. We need it now more so than ever before. Would you speak to our hearts and cause us to understand with our minds and then cause an itching in our hands that we would labor in what you give us.
Thank you.
We invite this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
My beloved, before tying in this child's prayer I want to talk about, first I want to look at providing an overview for Psalm 3 and Psalm 4. Both are believed to be written by David. David. You know David, that one, that mighty young man that killed Goliath? That David. The David who became the second king anointed to lead the children of Israel. The same referred to as the man who was after God's own heart. That David who was an imperfect man that committed adultery and murder. The same one wrote the powerful songs and prayers and psalms that we find in the book of Psalms. For example, like this one, that's one of our favorites, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The same David that was vexed by people who sought to kill him, including the first king of Israel. The same David who one of his daughters was raped and one of his sons was murdered.
Come on.
The same David who another son tried to lead a coup and to overthrow David's kingdom. This same David. David who is credited also with writing Psalm 3 and 4. Now Psalm 3 is written in the time believed that when one of his sons was leading the coup against David, and David ran for his life. This is the David, the one who wanted to build God a temple, but God told him there's too much blood on his hands and he was not permitted to do so. In all of this, you can probably say that David had his good points and his bad points, right? He was imperfect. He was imperfect just like you and me. Yet David was selected, ordained for God's purpose. He was called out by God Almighty to perform God's will. So in writing Psalm 3, it seemed appropriate to look at that very first verse where David begins to launch into a thought about God. In Psalm 3, verse 1, he says, Lord, how are they increased that troubled me? Many are they that rise up against me. It sounds like a complaint, doesn't it? It sounds like David is saying, my enemies are increasing and troubling me, God. They're rising up, and life is getting more difficult.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to miss this important thing about all of Psalm 3. It's providing a tone. And the tone has to do with David's thought that the Lord protects his people. Yeah. This understanding brings David to a place where he can rest and find peace, even though there's turmoil all around him. See, Psalm 3 and 5 says, I laid me down and slept. I awake for the Lord sustain me.
God.
David quieted his vexed soul and he rested in God. For he knew that upon awakening, it was God that sustained him through the night. Mm-hmm. Some of us understand what I'm saying, that you go to sleep a little bit weary. You go to sleep all bound up and in trouble, but you wake up refreshed and you know it's because of what God had done through the night. Now next we look at Psalm 4, for it has a similar theme. But in this case, the tone is it's about the safety we have in the Lord. The opening verse in Psalm 4 says, David writes, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Hear me when I call. David is inquiring that God will be attentive to his words as he cried out to him.
Yeah.
And he did that knowing that God was listening to what he had to say. David goes on to say, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Simply put, David is saying that he felt constrained by all the trouble that was in his life, but God opened up the borders and provide him some freedom in the midst of all of that. Imagine for a moment somebody has put their arms around you and they squeeze you so hard you can't breathe. And it's difficult to take your breath. But God comes along and relaxes the enemy's grip on you and eventually breaks the hold. That's the notion here that David is saying. They come and they try to take my life, but God relaxed me in the midst of all of that. Then comes along God and he forces the enemy's grip to relax and breaks the enemy's hold. David next says, have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. In other words, be kind and gracious to me, God. Be attentive to the words, O God, that I have in this prayer. In the following verse, David rebukes those that were against him and revealed that David's view of God's awesome power. Check out verse 3. He says, But now that the Lord has set him apart, that is, the godly for himself, the Lord will hear when I call unto him.
Yeah.
See, David is expressing a confidence, Pastor, in the sanctification, the setting apart that God does with those that he have made free.
Yeah.
That God will hear those that are his own. Then David ends Psalm 4 with these two verses. Verse 7, he says, Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. Get the picture. David is expressing a gladness of what God has done in the presence of his enemies. Kind of sounds like Psalm 23, that he prepared a table in the presence of my enemies. David is saying that while they might have celebrated their increase, you may be more excited, more fulfilled than all of the joy they expressed.
Yeah.
All because of this sense of safety David felt in God. Thus, as a result of this, the final verse to me brings it all home, where David says in ending this Psalm 4 in verse 8, he says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Did you hear that? I will lay me down in peace and sleep. He says, for thou, Lord, only maketh me to dwell in safety. You get the picture? Because of David's relationship with God, he knew he was in good company. He sleeps peacefully in the safety that only God can provide. Now consider this well-known child's prayer. And if you know it, I'd like for you to recite it with me. You probably know where I'm going. Deke was smiling earlier in the message. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. You see the similarities between this and Psalm 3 and Psalm 4? Did you know, when I was learning that as a kid, I didn't understand the biblical significance of that prayer that I learned as a child. Psalm 3 said, and 5 says, I laid me down and slept. I awake for the Lord, sustain me. Psalm 4 and 8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. And the child's prayer says, now I lay me down to sleep. Each declares a determination, a made-up mind, like I decided to follow Jesus. A made-up mind that to lean on God and to trust him completely. Each declares that there is a peace through trusting God. The child's prayer begins with, now I lay me down to sleep. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but right now. Right now, there's a clear declaration. And it continues that I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Yeah.
Well, what's the biblical significance for that, Rev? I'm glad you asked that question. For we know that when we read Proverbs 24 and 12, it tells us that it is the Lord who keepeth the soul. It is God that does it, and not we ourselves, thereby reinforcing a trust in God's faithfulness. I said God's faithfulness. Faithful, not that he's a man that he should lie, Numbers 23 and 19. Faithful that he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John and 9, if we ask. My beloved, if we, and then the child goes on to say in the child's prayer, if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. If death should arrive at my doorstep while I slept, I'm confident that God will lay claim to my soul. Now, my beloved, if your children and your grands can't remember the Bible verses that we try to teach them, they can certainly learn this biblically expressed prayer that, now I lay me down to sleep. Every child should have that as part of what they have memorized because of the power that's behind that and the message it speaks to our trust in God. And quite frankly, I'm just a big child myself, so I can do well by reading and learning that as well. God delivers us even if I should die, even if I wrestle in sickness. God will deliver me and raise me up in the latter day. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're fearful of how to survive in these dark and dreary days, this pandemic that's going on and other things, know that God provides. And if God has already provided for you, figure out how you can share what you have with others who don't have. Because we're in this thing together, amen? We are our brother's keeper. If you're depressed, if you're angry, if you're exhausted or worse, know that God gives his word and godly people to come alongside you to minister. And God is the healing balm for all of us.
Yeah.
If you struggle with uncertainties of the future, if I want to let you know that God has a plan for your life. Uh-huh. An eternal destination appointed for you that no one can thwart or turn you away. So when you declare in your spirit, now I lay me down, it's a confidence that's expressed, an unshakable confidence in what God will do as he has said he will. Mm-hmm. To lay me down is an expression of faith, a faith in God and God alone. It's an expression of surrender to God's will in our lives.
Yeah.
It's an expression of a total dependency of that God has our best interests at heart.
Yeah.
To he who declared that we are his people and that he is our God. To he whose word declares if God is for us, who can be against us? He who knows what we are able to bear and makes an escape so we can bear it.
Thank you, Lord.
He that provides a peace that surpasses all understanding. He that died so that we might have an eternal life with him. Forevermore, he without withholding from us, that we may ask of his spirit, and he shall give it to us freely and unbraided. It's with all of that, my beloved, is I'm able to say those words, now I lay me down, regardless of what's going on. I believe that the last verse of Psalm 3, to me, is the anchor for both of those psalms. Listen to what Psalm 3, verse 8 says. David wrote, salvation belongeth unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Salvation is of God alone.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus put it this way. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
No man come to the Father but by me. So what's the application of what I've shared with you today? Let me share with you a personal story. Dates back to my point when I was in college. And I remember being at George Washington University in D.C. and I was already uncomfortable with these strange surroundings. I didn't know a soul there and I found myself having trouble sleeping at night. But when I finally dropped off to sleep, finally snoozing real good, I was awakened by this loud siren that was next door with the next door fire station. I'm like, whoa. I woke up terrified. I did. My heart was racing. I was in a panic. And I was convinced if this keeps up, I'm going to die here. I mean, I was terrified. Sleep came hard during that time period. Deep rest was impossible. I was in trouble. But how many of you know that the Lord is a present help in trouble? In time, I no longer was awakened by the shrill of the siren. I was able to rest throughout the night and able to sleep fully. But get this, my surroundings didn't change. It was the same. The school didn't move my dormitory away from the fire station. It was always there. The firemen didn't just like go out in the daytime to fight fires. They went out at night, just like then. None of that changed. My conditions didn't change. But God changed how it impacted me. I think there's a message for us today. The shrills that we hear today, that siren that goes off in our lives, is that chaos that we're dealing with even right now. Chaos where there's flaring tensions and that attack the peace of all of us. Yes, the world seems out of control, but guess what? God is not.
Amen.
Things seem confusing, but guess what? God is not. Science may fail us, but guess what? God does not. Misinformation, disinformation, faulty opinions, they come and they go. But did you know this? But the word of God endures forever.
Amen.
God is what God says. Whatever and whenever God does, all of these things are trustworthy.
Yeah.
Now recite these words with me. Now I lay me down. Louder, louder. Say it like you mean it, like you're dealing with something, but you're telling yourself, you're grabbing yourself in the collar and saying, shake yourself a little bit, and like, now I lay me down. Sometimes you just have to do that with your circumstance. You have to just not let it take over you, but you take charge over it because of the God that has taken charge over you. Now I lay me down doesn't require me to have a pillow to feel that sense of peace. Whether I'm on my hospital bed, my own bed, or whether I have no bed at all, I know I can experience the peace of God because He causes me to lie down.
Yeah.
Now let me shift from that child's prayer and give you an adult version, one that I wrote myself. Listen to these words. Words go, now I stand for righteous walk, to honor God in all my talk. Should I stumble or misspeak, remind me, Lord, it's you I seek. Correct my fault and restore, live large in me forevermore. My beloved, it doesn't matter whether you like Psalm 3 or Psalm 4 or the child's prayer or the one I utter or the one that you write yourself. The point is that God is the source of our peace and our strength. And without Him, we cannot make it. But with Him,
really?
All things. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm here to tell you that no God, no peace.
Amen.
No God, no peace. But in God, true peace. Tell the person next to you, in God, true peace.
In God, true peace.
If you want your life that's upside down to get uprighted again, you've got to trust in the one that gives you the power to lay yourself down in the middle of struggle. Because He'll do some amazing things when it seems like it's the darkest time of the night. Yes, yes, we know that weeping may endure for the night,
but
joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
Jesus, that bright and morning star. He's our hope when we have none. He's the one that lifts us when we're down. He's the one that keeps us moving when we feel like we're ready to give up.
Yeah.
Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes,
yeah, sometimes it gets difficult. Sometimes it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
We can be honest with that.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you that as hard as it gets, you can still grab yourself by the collar and say, now I lay me down. Because laying yourself down before God is an expression of sacrifice.
Thank you, Lord.
That we present ourselves a whole sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. Now I lay me down.
Oh,
would you join me in just giving God some praise? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Take everything I'm dealing with and throw it at your feet, God, as we lay ourselves prone before you. You are our God.
Thank you, Lord.
We are your people.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, my love, it doesn't work if you haven't really committed yourself to God. I'm just going to tell you. Because you're going on your own strength. And none of us is that strong all the time.
Yeah.
You got to be rested in Jesus Christ. You have to be submitted unto Him. You have to have confessed that He is Lord and that in your heart believe that God raised Him from the dead. If you've done that, my beloved, you're well on your way to get into heaven. No matter what comes your direction, nobody can transform or change that outcome for you. God has you in the palm of His hand, and no one can pluck you out. That's a good feeling. Would you please stand on your feet as we open up the doors of the church? If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sin, this is your opportunity to do so. What does it mean, pardoning of your sin? It basically says all have come short of the glory of God, all of us, and that the best we can produce is but filthy rags before God. It says that of our own we can't do it, but through God we can do all things. What thing is that? To be made whole and righteous before God. Righteous means right standing with God. If we're in right standing with God, He has got our back our front, our top, our bottom. He's got us completely encased. Have you accepted Jesus Christ? If you're not, my beloved, I ask that you would think soulfully and powerfully right now to do so. He says, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man would open up the door, he would come in and sup with us. Sup with us means he'll have an eternal relationship with us. Have you made that decision? If not, I know we want to help you in that journey, that start of your journey. In the name of Jesus, we invite you that you would ask him to take control over your life. Invite his forgiveness that's available to any that will ask. And then call the church and let us know that you've made that decision so that somebody may follow up with you to help you in this journey. For none is expected or desired to walk alone. We're in this thing together. We invite this in the name of Jesus the Christ. My beloved, remember now, no matter how bad it gets, no matter what sirens are blaring in your life this day, know that God is bigger and louder than any of that. And he will give us a peace just through a whisper word that will call our storms to dissipate. Now I lay me down, because now unto him that is able to keep us from falling,
thank you, Jesus,
and to present us faultless before his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty both now and forever. And all the saints said, amen.
Amen.
Would you join me in glorifying God?